We all arrived much too early. I was to learn that the arrival time given to guests for royal visits was always much too early, even where the royal personage in question was so far down the pecking order that nobody really had very much idea who they were. The reason, I discovered, was to prevent the apparently appalling possibility of someone arriving after the royal in question. On this occasion, the visitor was to be none other than the Queen herself, accompanied by the garrulous Prince Philip, so the delay between arrival and anything happening was even longer than normal. It was 1999, and the unlikely setting was the Triangle, the new leisure centre in Burgess Hill, which the Queen was officially to open. A large crowd filled the main area of the leisure centre. Here and there, bird tables had sprung up, offering various unappetizing canapés and sorry-looking biscuits. There were no seats anywhere, and a few of the elderly guests were clearly finding it something of an ordeal to be on their feet so long. One elderly woman looked to be finding the wait particularly difficult, and was leaning rather heavily on one of the bird tables. I spotted one of the palace flunkies nearby, part of the forward party that was milling around. "Is there a seat we can get for this lady?" I asked, pointing to the woman in question. "Nobody is allowed to sit down in the presence of the Queen," he told me grandly, and walked away, leaving me agape and the old woman still clinging to the bird table. Presumably, she would have been allowed to fall down if necessary. I discovered later that this archaic etiquette was not simply enforced for the Queen. Her sister, Princess Margaret, who demanded curtsies and head bows from those whose presence she graced, decreed that nobody was allowed to sit without her permission, and no one was allowed to leave before her. Although Burgess Hill was not in my Lewis constituency, it was only just outside, and I had been invited along for the occasion by Ken Blanchard, the then Lib Dem leader of Mid-Sussex District Council, whose new leisure centre it was. To pass the time, Ken showed me around the centre. But when he got to the balcony overlooking the main area where everyone had congregated, our way was barred by another palace flunky.
"You can't come along here, sir," he said firmly.